With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump addresses a big crowd in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Sunday evening.
No tax on tips also, as you know, and no tax for all different groups we're covering, right? And no tax on overtime. So if you work overtime, that's been the big sleeper. And you know another good one? I think something that's going to be really good is you can fully deduct your interest payments when you buy a car.
At a McDonald's in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, Mr. Trump introduced himself to the franchise owner.
I'm looking for a job, and I've always wanted to work at McDonald's, but I never did. I'm running against somebody that said she did, but it turned out to be a totally phony story. So if you don't mind, I want to work the French fry counter.
After spending about 15 minutes handing out fries to surprise drivers in the drive-thru, former president told reporters he's now worked at a McDonald's longer than Kamala Harris ever has. The former president made that stop ahead of the town hall event in Lancaster. Also at SRNnews.com, a new contract is reached for mail carriers.
The U.S. Postal Service says it welcomes an agreement reached with the National Association of Letter Carriers Union. The tentative contract agreement still must be ratified by some 200,000 mail delivery workers. The members of the Letter Carriers Union have been working without a contract for more than a year. The deal includes backdated pay raises and the promise that their mail trucks will be updated with air conditioning. Letter carriers who work in cities will see three annual pay raises by 2025 and cost of living adjustments. Rural workers are covered by a different union. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Millions of Americans taking advantage of early voting across the country. This is SRN News. It's getting harder to be a Christian in the United Kingdom, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Hostility toward believers is on the rise, with hundreds of cases of people suffering job loss and sometimes even physical assaults for their faith. A new report from the Commission of Inquiry into Discrimination Against Christians finds that the faithful are apt to take a lot of flack for expressing opinions that used to be commonly held just a few decades ago. The commission says many people interviewed for the report insisted on remaining anonymous for fear of backlash just for participating. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. signs a law that will expand Muslim courts in the country. Christians are expressing concern about the expansion of Sharia law in the Philippines, where the vast majority of the population is Christian. One pastor said that he respects the need for Islamic law, but they do not need to ensure it does not create a legal divide between communities. This is SRN News. SpaceX files a lawsuit against a California agency.
The California Coastal Commission made its decision despite the U.S. Air Force endorsing the plan on the grounds that more launches of Starlink and Starshield, the defense-focused unit, are critical to national security. In the lawsuit, SpaceX says that the commission engaged in, quote, naked political discrimination when some commissioners cited the political activity of CEO Elon Musk while also trying to unlawfully regulate federal agency activities. Akash Tuguli, Vice President of Americans for Prosperity, told the Salem Radio Network that the California Coastal Commission is practicing socialism.
It should be terrifying to any American who even somewhat believes in free markets, free enterprise, and the concept of private companies.
Bernie Bennett reporting.
California's governor says that he's siding with Elon Musk on this issue. A drone launched from Lebanon targeted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's home north of Tel Aviv on Saturday. On X, the prime minister said they made a grave mistake. More details at SRNnews.com.